Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you again. And we're going to talk about some Christmas events. But I first wanted to talk to you about something that caught my eye in your latest newsletter. And if you don't subscribe to Pud's newsletter on Facebook and I guess elsewhere, you definitely should.
I hope so. I think it's full. It's the one way to find out what's everything going on.
It will keep you up to date on what's happening in Hunt County. But the Greenville ISD teachers, or at least retired teachers, have started a supply closet. And this is to provide supplies to teachers for their classrooms. And we always hear about teachers having to go out and buy things for their classrooms. So
yes, this is something that was started this fall, and it has actually been started with GISD.
Okay.
And they recruited some retired teachers to run this supply closet. And the idea is that teachers that are working in anywhere in the district can send in a request for things that they would like to have. And so then these retired teachers go out and try to see what they can do about finding some of those things. And it can be anything. Jan Teeters is one of the retired teachers who's involved in it. And I've talked to Jan recently, and she said hand sanitizer, for example, is always on the list. But then there are things like pointed scissors one of the high school classes needs. Everybody always thinks about the rounded scissors, but they forget that high school students need them too. A heavy duty classroom type a pencil sharpener.
Oh yeah.
Or, so there's a teacher that needs one of those. Earphones, because a lot of the kids will have the school provides the iPads, and so they may need earphones that they can listen to things and maybe not disturb somebody else. So there's a lot of other random things besides the usual what you think of as pens and pencils and notebooks, and that's what a lot of this is for, is to try to do that.
And CC and Company, which is a clothing store within Uptown Forum,
correct?
Did you say they have they're involved in this?
Yes, they decided that rather than give Christmas gifts to each other this year, they would like to support the teacher supply closet. And they're inviting anyone in the community that wants to. You can go to their Facebook page, which is CC and Company, and there is a list there of all of the different school supplies that are currently, or the supplies that are needed as of this last week. And if you want to purchase some of those and take them to the shop there in Uptown Forum, they'll be happy to make arrangements mm-hmm. to get them to the closet.
Mm-hmm. And we always hear about teachers having to buy things.
Yes, exactly. How many teachers do, take money out of their own pocket? And GISD is trying hard to make sure those kind of things don't happen, if possible.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. So that's at CC and Company in the Uptown mm-hmm. Forum. Time for People to Help Fish, or Hunt County Shared Ministries, put those food baskets together. And this evening at 5:30, and then Thursday evening at 5:30, they need some people to come and help. And they also need turkeys,
I understand. Yes, that's correct. On the far as packing the baskets, they're needing people for those two nights to come up to the loading docks behind the Juice Center there on Wesley Street, just south of downtown. And it's a fun evening. It takes about an hour and a half or so of work, and they'll take any age. There are church groups, school groups, individuals. If you just want to come and help out, it's a really, really great fun thing to do. And then as far as the turkeys, the food bank did not have as many turkeys this year as fish needed. And according to Wally Jeffers, their counts were substantially higher than they expected. They are serving all of Hunt County, and they're coordinating with all of the other food banks in Hunt County this year. And they've done that to some extent, but that they're doing it even more this year than ever before. And so they're needing more turkeys, and they're working with Brookshire's and Super One in Greenville. And you can buy a turkey anywhere and take it to them. You can go onto their website and make a cash donation. Or if you want to go to either Brookshire's or Super One and tell them you want to buy a turkey for fish, they will take care of getting you the purchase, and then they're storing them there for fish to be able to pick up this weekend for distribution.
Do you know how many they were needing?
I think they were needing somewhere between 400 and 500.
Oh, that's a lot.
It is a lot. I understand that over the weekend, it was publicized in the newspaper, and that has certainly helped. When I talked to Wally Jeffers about noon, he was very excited about the response in the community.
Good. We don't have much time left. There's two or three more things, though. Just real quickly. Greenville Parks and Recreation sponsoring the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas at 6 p.m. Thursday evening at Greenville Municipal Auditorium downtown. What caught my attention there is they're inviting people to wear their Christmas pajamas.
Yes, and they're going to be able to take pictures. The big tree out in front of the municipal building is one of those that has the lights and it sings and it's all kind of fun in there. Okay. It's a fun place to have your picture made in your Christmas PJs.
All right, great. And then very quickly, Clark Street Christian Church has its 30th annual Feed the Hungry Christmas Dinner, 10:30 a.m. Christmas Day. They need volunteers to help with deliveries and
deliveries for shut-ins, also help with cooking, and it's a free Christmas dinner. You can also just show up and eat, and the food is great.
Oh, no doubt.
I have helped before, and it's really good food.
Yeah. And that's a very active church.
Yes, it is.
They do a lot of good stuff.
Yes, it is.
But Merry Christmas.
Same to you and to all of your listeners and everybody in the cafe.
Indeed. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Bud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.